Launcher Larry, 1982, at-risk survivor, confirmed true by Darwin.
Larry Waters of Los Angeles is one of the few to contend for the Darwin Awards and live to tell the tale.
I have fulfilled my 20-year dream, said Walters, a former truck driver for a company that makes TV commercials.
I'm staying on the ground. I've proved things work.
Larry's boyhood dream was to fly.
But fate conspires to keep him from his dream.
He joined the Air Force, but his poor eyesight disqualified him from the job of pilot.
After he was discharged from the military, he sat in his backyard watching jets fly overhead.
He hatched his weather balloon scheme while sitting outside in his extremely comfortable Sears lounger.
He purchased 45 weather balloons from an Army Navy surplus store, tied them to his tethered lawn chair, dubbed the Inspiration, and filled the 4-foot diameter balloons with helium.
Then, armed with some sandwiches, Miller Lite, and a pellet gun, he strapped to himself into his lawn chair.
He figured he would shoot to pop a few of the many balloons when it was time to descend.
Larry planned to sever the anchor and lazily float to the height about 30 feet above the backyard, where he would enjoy a few hours off flight before coming back down.
But things didn't work out quite as Larry planned.
When his friends cut the cord anchoring the lawn chair to his Jeep, he did not float lazily up to 30 feet.
Instead, he streaked into the LA sky as if shot from a cannon, pulled by the lift of 45 helium balloons holding 33 cubic feet of helium each.
He didn't level off at 100 feet, nor did he level off at 1,000 feet.
After climbing and climbing, he leveled off at 16,000 feet. At the height, he felt he could risk shooting any of the balloons, lest he unbalance the load and really find himself in trouble.
So he stayed there, drifting cold, frightened, with his beer and sandwiches for more than 14 hours.
He crossed the primary approach corridor of LAX, where he startled Trans, World Airlines and Delta Airlines pilots, radios in reports of strange sights.
Eventually he gathered the nerve to shoot through balloons and slowly descended.
The hanging tethers tangled and caught in a power line, blacking out Long Beach neighborhood for 20 minutes.
Larry climbed to safety where he was arrested by waiting members of the LAPD.
As he was led away in handcuffs, a reporter dispatched to cover the daring rescue asked him why he had done it.
Larry replied nonchalantly, "A man just can't sit around." The Federal Aviation Administration was not amused. Safety Inspector Neil Savoy said, "We know he broke some part of the Federal Aviation Act, and as soon as we decide what part it is, a charge will be filed.